White House demands vote on health bill.
An extraordinary high-stakes gamble by President Trump.
Senate rolls back internet rules.
Giving you less privacy.
The London terror investigation.
We have made two further significant arrests overnight.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump promised voters he'd make great deals. And he vowed to scrap Obamacare. Now, even though the votes for passage might not be there, he's demanding a House vote today on the Republican health care bill that he's been touting all month. GOP dissenters could help kill it. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney tells CBS News they should reconsider.
We want to take Obamacare away and give people the control and the options that they want, the quality that they deserve, and the affordability that they need.
CBS's Chip Reed on the numbers game.
The CBS News vote count still has about 35 Republicans saying they're going to vote no. So unless something extraordinary happens here, this bill is going to fail.
And conservatives have called the bill Obamacare light. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
If the bill fails, the president has told House Republicans he's moving on and they're stuck with Obamacare. That is the president's way of telling House Republicans he's finished talking. There will be no more negotiations. Vote now to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act or be stuck with that broken political promise for the rest of your natural political life.
Amid growing calls for an independent investigation, the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee says his decision to tell President Trump about intelligence intercepts that happened during the transition was a judgment call. Devin Nunes tells Fox News.
It's clear that I would be concerned if I was the president, and that's why I wanted him to know. And I felt like I had a duty and obligation to tell him.
He apologized yesterday to committee Democrats. They say it raises questions about his impartiality in the investigation into Russian election meddling. The company behind the Keystone XL pipeline project says this morning it's gotten the final okays to move ahead from the government. The project still faces a court challenge from opponents, landowners, and North American tribes. The Senate has voted to scrap regulations that would have guarded our online privacy. CBS's Allison Keyes is in Washington.
The rules from the Federal Communications Commission would have required internet providers, including AT&T and Verizon, to ask your permission before selling your browsing habits and other personal information. At the moment, you can tell a broadband provider not to use your data, but opting out, as we all know, is often difficult to do.
The federal agency overseeing the lease for Donald Trump's new luxury hotel in Washington says the fact that he's president doesn't violate terms that prevent government officials from profiting from those kinds of arrangements. The hotel is in the historic old post office building blocks from the White House. Mr. Trump has formally transferred control of his businesses to his sons. The Trump administration is making it more difficult for millions of visitors to enter the U.S. CBS's Pam Coulter.
Under the new rules, visa applicants will face more detailed questions about their background, including if they've ever been in an ISIS-controlled territory. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says it could slow the average wait time for a visa from 3 days to 3 or 4 weeks.
While they're waiting for the immigration and visa policy to be resolved in the courts, they are essentially slowing down the application process. That's what this move is doing.
The rules are likely to affect countries in the Mideast and Africa, but not Europe and others in the visa waiver program. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
Police in London have made more arrests 2 days after a man used an SUV and knife to attack people near Parliament. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in the British capital has more on the investigation into the attacker, Khalid Massoud.
They've raided properties, have 9 people in custody, and spoken to Massoud's mother. Counterterrorism officer Mark Rowley.
And our determination is to find out if either he acted totally alone, inspired by perhaps terrorist propaganda, or if others have encouraged, supported, or directed him.
Last night in Trafalgar Square, Londoners gathered at a vigil organized by the mayor to pay their respects to the dead and to take comfort in unity and solidarity.
I'm a Londoner. I'm proud to be here. I want to show the world, with everyone here, that we're not going to give in to these people.
I can't say that I'm not afraid. I am a little bit. But in a way, I feel like we're all together, and that makes me feel safer.
Police in Cathedral City, California, say a stolen car with 1 and 2-year-old brothers inside has been found, and the boys are safe. Their babysitter left the vehicle to run an errand last night. Police say the car was found 14 miles away with no sign of the suspect. There's growing evidence North Korea played a key role in one of the biggest bank heists of all time, the theft of $81 million from Bangladesh's account at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Sources tell CBS News codes used by hackers to get the money were the same as those used in the 2014 cyber attack on Sony Pictures, blamed on North Korea. Internet security specialist Eric Chen.
So we can say that this is definitely the same group or a group of people who had access to those same tools. This group remains active. We clearly see them coming after other banks, including U.S. banks, in the future.
The bipartisan group of senators has proposed a bill that calls for tighter sanctions on Iran. The sanctions would be mandatory for any person or country involved in Iran's ballistic missile program. The FBI is investigating threats made against the federal judge in Hawaii who blocked President Trump's travel ban. It's not clear if he's been offered additional security. The ruling body for college sports has put some new pressure on the state of North Carolina. CBS's Jim Krasula is in Greensboro.
The NCAA says over the next week it will begin choosing sites for collegiate championships through 2022. The organization says North Carolina will be left out if a year-old law that eliminates protections for LGBT people is not repealed. Seven NCAA championships have already been pulled out of North Carolina.
Well, last night, some down-to-the-wire finishes in the NCAA basketball tournament Sweet 16.
2 seconds, 1 second. Miles doesn't get the shot off. This one is over, and the Bulldogs show some late bite.
Number one seed Gonzaga held on to beat West Virginia on Westwood One. Number two seed Arizona fell to Xavier. Oregon edged Michigan, and Kansas had no trouble with Purdue. There are new questions about the latest trend in cleanliness. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
You see them everywhere these days, foam soaps. They're fast replacing liquid soap in restrooms, at work, school, the food industry, even hospitals and nursing homes. But guess what? They're not as effective as liquid or bar soap in eliminating bacteria that cause infection. Researchers reporting in the American Journal of Infection Control say foam soap doesn't do as good of a job because it's already foam, whereas other soaps have to work up into a foam through friction, removing the bacteria in the process. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Authorities have now returned the Super Bowl jersey stolen from Tom Brady to the New England Patriots, and police in D.C. cracked the case of two stolen presidential seals. They were swiped after the Kennedy Center honors over the last 2 years. They've been found, and a Kennedy Center driver is facing theft charges. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.